Exclusive: Biden lawfare victim explains what drove her to Trump. By Hannah Knudsen on June 15, 2024. Biden lawfare victim and free speech advocate Joellen Massaros told Breitbart News at the Turning Point USA Young Women's Leadership Summit, YWLS, what drove her to former President Donald Trump during her battle to champion free speech, making it clear that leftists are already targeting political opponents who are ordinary citizens. While the mantra has been, if they can do it to him, Trump, they can do it to us, Massaros corrected the record, stating, not only is it already happening to regular people, it's been happening to me for almost 4 years. The homeschool mom told her story, explaining that she is getting sued by President Joe Biden's White House officials for flying Trump flags next to the Biden bus when it drove through Texas in 2020, a case that she says has zero criminal charges. What is particularly notable about Massaros' story is the fact that she was not even sure who she was going to vote for in 2020. But the reaction of some of her friends and Biden's lawfare drove her further to the right. It's so insane to me to look back in the past because, in 2020, I was not sure if I wanted to vote for Biden or for Trump. It's so embarrassing to say that, but I was so disconnected from the reality of what was going on. The attack on the family, the attack on our kids, she said. At the time, my son was in public school, I was shopping at Target. You know, my friends were saying they wanted to vote for Biden. And my dad said he wanted to vote for Trump, and I started thinking, who am I going to vote for? She explained. And so, I mentioned to my friends, I think I'm gonna vote for Trump. And they shocked me with my first experience of cancel culture. They told me that I was entitled, a white supremacist, and I needed to sit there in silence, and I thought, I need some new friends. This is crazy, she said, explaining that she noticed the Trump trains and boat parades around the country. And in her state of Texas, that would drive around to rally support for the former president, and she thought it would be a great place to make new friends. We had only been participating in the parades for about 3 weeks when the Biden-Harris campaign bus drove through New Braunfels, and we thought it would be fun to drive next to them and show our support for President Trump. We could have never imagined that our lives would forever change, she said. You know what? I think all the time, you picked the wrong mom because when I realized I had a constitutional right to free speech and that they were infringing on it, which I did not know until I got sued and a neighbor told me, this is free speech, how can they do this? She said, explaining that this issue moved her further to the right. Lawfare, she continued, is a tool that the left is using to silence Americans, to intimidate their political opponents, to chill free speech, and to interfere with the elections. And we've seen that from so many different angles in the impeachment trial with President Trump. They dragged us through, saying that he incited us as a precursor to the insurrection at January 6, right, mislabeling that. And then, in the 14th Amendment hearing, the same expert witnesses that they've hired to portray us as political extremists, domestic terrorists, and Christian nationalists are the same people testifying that Trump's not fit to be on the ballot in these hearings. And so, you can see how they intricately weave this narrative together. And we're just collateral damage, she added. Watch more, persecuted by Biden. Lawfare victim, it's the right thing to resist regime legal battles.